Triple H is a genius. And I'm sure there are a ton of fanboys that gloat on the internet all day long that he's a genius. But nothing could be more truthful. Think about it. NXT is a better show than Raw, than SmackDown, than pretty much anything in-ring on the WWE Network. Their title means something. People care about it. Their tag team division is deep. Their women's division is better than anything in the Divas division. And their women's division is still just as deep and strong, despite losing 3 out of their 4 strongest performers. Triple H is in the business of creating stars, creating angles, creating people, creating an experience. Everything has a means to an end. If someone gets injured, they make it work. Think about it. The WWE this year was plagued by injuries on the main roster. Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, Tyson Kidd. The list goes on and on. NXT had injuries too. Sami Zayn got injured. Hideo Itami got injured. Plenty of people were injured or had time off. But yet, somehow, some way, the promotion continues to thrive. So what can the promotion do to continue to thrive? A lot of people aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but I really think that the show should be 2 hours at this point. You've invested about 2 years in this on-again, off-again schedule where you have, you know, the guy wrestling, the guy that's, you know, fighting for the world title or the world champion wrestling like every other week and appearing like sporadically, like 1 week with maybe like a little promo or a vignette and then wrestling the next. And it works well. It entices the viewer. But the show could work in a 2 hour time frame once a week. And the reason why I say that is because the takeover events are great and people love them. But there's so many more guys on NXT that you don't get a chance to see. And there's so many guys that you want to see more of. So how do you manage the two? You don't want to overburden these young guys. You don't want to give them more than they can chew. I say create another title. Create a NXT TV title. And have those guys, whoever's that champion, wrestles every week on NXT. To the point where it's a title that almost means as much as the NXT title. Where you have that up-and-comer, that guy that wins it and wrestles his heart out for the fans every week. And by the time he's done, you've created a star that can go wrestle for the NXT title. Or someone that can just go straight away to the main roster. NXT's roster is deep enough that they could handle another hour. And we're not even talking about another hour. Think about it this way. I wouldn't even add an extra hour. I'd add an extra half hour. Which basically means that's enough time for a couple more vignettes, a little bit more promo, and one more 15 to 20 minute solid, smooth, awesome match. Because think about it. Raw is technically like 2 hours and 15 minutes. Maybe 2:25. It's not a 3-hour show. There's no commercials on the WWE Network for the most part. So why can't the show be 1.5 hours? Triple H isn't in the business of being stagnant. He likes to grow. He likes to adapt. The show needs to be longer. It's kind of crazy, because I missed probably about 4 or 5 Raws this year live. I mean, I eventually watched them on DVR. And I didn't feel bad about missing Raw live at all. which is strange for me. Because, I mean, I've watched this show, this promotion, in one way or another for about 28 years. And this year I didn't really feel too bad about it. But NXT, I did not miss a week. And I always watched it at the same time, and I was glued to it. That means something. NXT is like the, I don't even want to say ECW, because Paul Heyman has ears everywhere, he's listening to everything. It's kind of like how Nitro was in like 95. When Raw was still getting better numbers, but something was going on in Nitro. It was the Cruiserweights, it was a lot of tag teams, it was them using a lot of these older guys in a new way. It just like, it felt different. And even though there are some older guys in NXT right now, the Rhinos and the this and the that, and the James Storm and the Samoa Joes, and there's such a good balance of stuff. And I would never go as far to say, oh, add two more titles or add another hour, but I think a TV title and a half hour, an extra half hour, there needs to be more promo on the show. These guys need to practice more. If you watch Breaking Ground, you see how much work goes into what these guys are doing. They're taking classes and stuff. It's adorable. But something. You know? Like, why can't, like how John Cena has the US Open challenge, why can't the TV champion be like, you know, if anybody wants to come out, and then have them throw in a guy that's on Breaking Ground that we haven't seen, and if they suck, they suck. It's fine. But make sure that the guy that's holding that belt is doing a damn good job. And it's captivating and it's interesting. There was more surprises on NXT this year than there was on Raw. I think in order for NXT to continue to stay as solid as it has been, that's something that needs to continue. And people right now cannot get enough of NXT. So I would play with an hour and a half. Or even like, there's dark matches. They tape a ton of time. Why not start showing us some of those dark matches? Something. Give us more. When something's good, you can't get enough of it. They should take advantage of that now. Because who knows what's going to happen in a couple of years.